Well, it's been almost 100 years since the two teams met at Fenway Park. Tonight, the Red Sox meet the Chicago Cubs in Game 1 of a three-game interleague series. The last time the Cubs were in town, it was for the 1918 World Series. And joining us to preview this historic matchup is Only a Game's Doug Tribou. Hey, Doug.
Hey, Adam.
So remind us about the last time the Cubs were at Fenway.
Well, it was, as you said, the 1918 World Series. It was Game 6 was the last game that they played together at Fenway. The Cubs lost that game 2-1, and the Sox went on to World Series victory and the start of their famous 86-year curse that ended in 2004.
Right, so they've broken that, but the Cubs are still, they're like the lovable losers of baseball, right?
The Cubs were already 10 years into their own curse. They probably didn't know it at the time. They have not won a World Series since 1908, and they've had it even rougher than the Red Sox. They haven't been to a World Series since the end of World War II, 1945.
Do you remember that scene in Back to the Future 2? Where the Cubs beat someone for the World Series, and the guy says, "I wish I'd go back in time, put some money on the Cubbies." Now I know why that joke was funny. Anyway, so this morning on Morning Edition, Bob Oakes interviewed the curator of the New England Sports Museum, and he asked him if it's possible that the 1918 World Series was fixed, because of course we know that the 1919 World Series, that was the Chicago Black Sox
Sure.
scandal where they threw the series. So what do you think, Doug? Were the Cubs crooked too?
Well, gambling was much more prevalent in the games than it is and than it has been in decades. And some documents have come to light that showed that some of the Black Sox players indicated they might have gotten the idea from their crosstown rivals in
Really?
The National League. So maybe the Cubs' current malaise is sort of a byproduct of their bad actions, but I don't know.
Maybe they're still profiting year after year after year somehow.
Right.
They find somebody to take the other side of the bet. So the Sox, they're finally kind of coming to life this season, it looks like, after starting the year at the bottom of the league. How are the Cubs doing?
The Cubs may not end their curse this year. They're 19-23 on the season. There are four teams ahead of them in the NL Central, including the usually lowly Pittsburgh Pirates. So I think they've got a tough row to hoe, but it's early, so they might turn things around.
I'm from Pennsylvania, Doug. Watch it. predictions for this weekend's series?
Well, if history is any indication, in interleague play, the Sox are one of the best teams in baseball. They've got the fourth best record in interleague play since it began in 1997. And I think you've got to like them tonight. John Lester on the mound for the Sox. Doug Davis, sort of a journeyman pitcher for the Cubs, is on the mound. And overall, the Sox are very hot right now. So I think you got to like the Sox.
Well, you want to talk about a rivalry that really matters to someone like me. MC Slim JB, who is Boston's anonymous restaurant critic, tweeted last night that he prefers Wrigley Field hot dogs.
Over a Fenway Frank?
I'm
on.
Saying I'm sure he's glad today that he is anonymous. Anyway, so Doug, we can't let you out of the studio here without at least mentioning the Bruins. How about them?
Boy, another streak that's gone on for a long time. They haven't won a Stanley Cup since 1972. They're hot. They're up 2-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals. And this is the first time they've been to that series since 1992. So it's hockey town, and it hasn't been for a while.
People who aren't really following this have mentioned to me that it kind of feels like this the Bruins are going to win thing has been going on for a while. Like, what's the timeline here?
Well, I think they're really heating up in terms of getting to the right kind of play at the right time. Now they've won two in a row. They're playing really well on the road. So they look like they're in good shape. The series is far from over, but they're in the best position they could be in right now.
Well, Only a Game's Doug Tribou, thank you so much for coming in. You can listen to Only a Game right here on WBUR Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Adam.
And listeners, you can see a picture of the last Red Sox team to play the Cubs at Fenway, including pitcher-slugger Babe Ruth, on our website, radioboston.org.
Oh, no, the Cubs suck again. Oh, no, they lost today by 10. My optimism's gone and depression's setting in. Oh, no, the Cubs suck again.
Monday on Radio Boston, as part of WBUR's series on teaching, we're going to ask you what makes a great teacher. That's Monday on Radio Boston.
Radio Boston is a production of WBUR with regular contributions from theangleatboston.com. Our show is produced by Jessica Alpert, Dan Mazzi, and Jason Breslow. Our interns are Anna Pinkert and Amory Sievertson.
Jeremy Bernfeld is our web producer. Tim Skog is our technical director.
And the executive producer of Radio Boston is Mark Navin. I'm Adam Ragusa, and Meghna Chakrabarty will be back on Monday.
I'm Anthony Brooks. Join us again next week for more Radio Boston.
Oh, no, the Cubs suck again. Ace blow out his arm in inning number 3. The shortstop made 2 errors and the catcher hurt his knee. They swing at every pitch like my nephew's t-ball team. The lack of basic fundamentals makes me want to scream.